All right, this is a project 5 years in the making. What took so long?
Well, I mean, we have to recognize that there were wasn't much of any capital dollars in the state for projects, and this is one of our top priorities at the Department of Natural Resources, but it did take a while to go through that process, to go through all the procurement and bid specs that need to be done to follow the law, and it just takes a while to get a road project like this done, but we're very pleased that we finally have it completed and the park is completely open.
You said it was one of the top projects for DNR. What made it one of the top projects?
Well, primarily because of a rain event, we had a washout of several parts of the road. The half of the park was impassable because of the road conditions. And so what we really wanted to do was get the remainder of this park open so that it could be safely traversed by cars and by people, and that people can have a good experience. So because of that that damage, that storm damage, we didn't want to keep the park closed through half of it. And so this is why it was important to reopen and have the park open to everyone.
You know, did that impact the number of visitors coming here, having the park only half open?
Oh, I'm sure it did. And you know, the half of the park that had the washouts also have some of the best campgrounds. So you had shut off the access to those campgrounds, and that was something we wanted to remedy.
Do you know what all went into this project? Was it simply the road, or was there more to it?
Well, there are new box culverts to handle larger storm events. You had asphalt and aggregate that went into it. But you also were doing the campground pads at the Big Oak Campground. We also had new parking spots. All of that paved over to make the park more accessible.
Well, and I don't know if that's what you mean by box culverts, but I know one part back there, it looks like the road is at a higher level now. Mm-hmm. Was that done?
Yes, so the road is at a higher level, and then the openings for water to go underneath the road are much larger now and can handle a 100-year storm event, and that wasn't the case before. There are very small 16- or 18-inch culverts that were underneath the roads, and it just could not handle the rain event. And so as a result of being undersized, water was washing over the top of the road and through the culverts, and it just undermined the whole thing. And you had can imagine having a big chunk of the road just moved. That's what we had encountered and what happened in 2007.
Yeah, I was back there, so I don't have to imagine it. I saw it.
Good,
but
did you
get the chance to see what the damage was like back there?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I became director back in 2009, one of the first things we did that first summer, I came over to this area and visited the park and saw the damage. And I knew that we had to get the funding available and make this change and be able to get the road back open and repaired.
What was the cost of the project?
Total of $5 million for the entire project.
And anything else you want to tell me about this?
Well, I just want to reiterate again that our state parks are very important for our economy, and that our visitors that come to our state parks contribute $1 billion to the state's economy, and that's very important for Illinois. It's also important for us to continue talking about, because the necessary improvements that we have at our state parks do help our economy, and so we want to try to find ways to do this all over the state.
Have you had a chance to travel the road since it's been rebuilt?
Oh, I took a drive this morning, and I also think that this is one of the prettiest drives in any of our state parks. It's a wonderful road. It's a bit of a challenging road, which makes it kind of fun, too. You got to keep hands at 10 and 2 and your eyes on the road. But it's a beautiful drive, and I did have an opportunity to do it right before this event.
What did you think as you drove around, saw the road, saw the work that had been done?
Well, I think that the contractors did a fantastic job with the road work, the curbs, the culverts. Took a good look at the culvert work. We have a little bit more work to do with planting some trees, but it looked great. It really did. And I would encourage everyone to come out and visit the park and enjoy the new access.
Will there eventually be speed limit signs up around the road?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of what needs to happen next to, in addition to the trees. I'm an environmentalist. I focus on the trees. A natural resource professional, I focus on the trees. But we also need the other signage, and that's coming up shortly. There are a few signs up right now, especially in the more difficult areas to drive. There's a few speed limit signs, but there's some additional signage that needs to go up.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Rich.
It.
Thank you.